Today, while doing maintenance inside one of the elevator shafts at the Tower of Terror, I found a tiny handwritten note buried underneath what appeared to be about 20 years' worth of dust. The paper it was written on was so old it had turned brown and frayed around the edges. The handwriting was absolutely perfect, though, as if every word was given hours of time and care. Upon reading it, chills ran down my spine. This is what the note said, verbatim. "Please don't throw this away. My name is Don Carter, and I went missing in the Tower of Terror back in 1995. I am not sure if anyone will still be looking for me, or even how long I've been gone for. I assure you it has felt like an eternity, though. It's hard to keep track of time due to our captors not letting us see outside, even though there's really no outside to see. But more on that later. My captors are draining me somehow, stealing my consciousness itself. They say they need it for the benefit of the building. Something about helping guide them all back to reality. The building apparently takes people while they're on the ride. People that it knows won't be noticed or missed. There are rows and rows of these things called absorption cells, with countless other people in them that it has been draining for God knows how long. Our captors claim that they absorb us for just a few hours a day, but it feels longer than that. It's like I lose weeks or maybe even months at a time during the process. It feels kind of like going to sleep, only you're in discomfort pretty much the whole time. After we're absorbed to a critical point, our captors revive us, feed us, and let us rest, only to repeat the process again a short time later. I'm beginning to wonder if that cycle will ever end. There's no fighting back either. Those victims have tried banding together and rebelling against our captors, but the building won't let us. Whenever we try to protest, we just end up back in our cells again. So most of us have given up trying anything like that. While we're recovering, we're free to move around the building as we please, if we have the energy. Only it isn't how it was when I arrived at the ride, in 1995. The lobby is always free of guests, along with the rest of the building. Although there are sometimes shadowy glimpses of people and echoes of them speaking, as if they exist on a different dimensional plane than we are on. When I've tried to leave out the front door, I only end up entering the building from another one. It seems like this building, at least in this plane of existence, is the entirety of the universe. Our captors have told us time and time again that once the building has been guided back to where it needs to be, they will let us go. But I'm starting to suspect that that's only told to us so that we don't lose hope. As long as we believe this to be true, they know that we'll keep going. Because what other choice do we have? Our captors are not the types of people you would suspect either. I've seen their elaborate parties in the various dining halls throughout the hotel. And there are always famous elites from the past, like Walt Disney and Salvador Dali in attendance. My theory is this is probably some place between reality and the eternal nothingness of death. An artificial beacon designed by the elites as a last hope for their souls to grasp onto their existence. For that reason, they worship the building and exist for nothing else. It is the one true power in this godless place. Perhaps if I tell you exactly how I came here, somebody can figure out how to get us back. I arrived sometime in June 1995. I don't even remember the exact date at this point now. I was visiting the park alone to blow off steam after a really tough divorce and figured I would do one of the rides I could never get on with my ex-wife. They sat me in the very back corner of the ride. Maybe that was one of the reasons the building decided it could take me. If that's true, possibly you can send someone else through that way too. Just a thought. When the vehicle lifted us up to the top of the shaft, just before the drop, the doors open, and instead of falling with the rest of the guests, I just fell inside of one of those absorption cells, with no visible way out, and my captors gazing at me, grinning ear to ear. Recently, while I was being absorbed and locked inside one of the cells, I saw a glimpse of the elevator crashing down next to me, and could see a tiny visible rift in reality. I have a theory about this, too. I think that for a brief moment, our two realms are connected when that happens. So next time it does, I'm going to pass this note through to the other side. When I first arrived in the park that day in 1995, I was considering using this paper and pen to write a suicide note. I was having a really rough year, but now I understand how precious everything I had truly was. I want nothing more than just to be back in reality. Since we're on the topic of suicide, that's another thing that a lot of us here have tried. Most people, at least a few times, have jumped down the staircase or cut their wrists with something sharp, but each and every time, it doesn't work. You just wake up back in your cell, being drained again. I guess to them it means if you're going to kill yourself, you've got enough energy for them to drain you again. There's truly no escape from this hell. Therefore, if you're the one who's found this, you cannot underestimate the importance of your actions. This note is the 25th attempt I've made to effectively pass something through. I only have one pen and it is not writing so well anymore. So I don't know how many more letters I'll be able to send. Please, do not disregard this note. Mine and many others' eternal salvation depends on it. That was the end of the note. I honestly don't know what to do with it, and still am not too sure if this is some kind of gag by some of my coworkers or what. Something in my gut says I shouldn't just forget about it, though. If there's even the slightest chance that it's true, and I'm solely responsible for saving their eternal souls, I have to try something, right? I've contacted a physicist to find out what he says. I will update you all when I know more.